the Goldstein eFuturist Health Innovation Media. Here we are at Chime's CIO Forum 2015, and I have the great pleasure of being with a longtime friend, Tim Stettenheimer. And Tim, you gave a great talk on balance in health and life, and we're going to talk about that. But I'd like to start with the work you've done to spot disruptive innovations and help them get started, and also help larger companies disrupt by changing their plan. So can we talk with some of the work you've done to spot these emerging companies that are making a difference?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this is an amazing area to think about for two reasons. One, it offers a difference for healthcare. It really is potential to change the way we do things in a lot of ways when you talk about the innovation these companies can bring. But second, it's truly phenomenal to think of the rate of change now. And the opportunity we have. I mean, whether you're talking about Kickstarter campaigns or whether you're talking about ways to fund new and creative hardware, software, approaches, processes, you name it. I think we're in a place where, as never before, we can experience opportunity just at your beck and call almost. You can find it everywhere.
The people we're serving are carrying around these mobile communicators, and we can reach them anytime, anywhere through their preferred method if we know their preferences.
With mass computing skill, that's phenomenal. But I will say one thing about their preferences, and this is one of the changes we've seen. You know, 10 years ago when we were looking at innovation, we were really thinking about innovation that we could target to the masses. In other words, what can we get a big enough customer base wrapped around to really gain speed, gain traction, you know, make that margin that's necessary to be sustainable. So whether it's founding a company that you feel like has traction with all hospitals or dealing with a company who's trying to reach into physician offices and make a difference, that was where we were 10 years ago. Today, it's a little different, and you just sort of hinted at this, because where we're looking today is not mass marketing. It's actually personalization at the individual level. It's customizing things in a way we've never had before. Whether it's the fact that you're wearing a massive computing device somewhere on yourself right now, or just carrying it around with you, the possibilities are truly astonishing. And this can touch many parts of our lives, but the way it can touch our health, that's phenomenal. This can truly make a difference. When we start getting creative and innovative about the way that we can change lives now, It's amazing.
I actually think one of the biggest blind spots for health systems as they go from a wholesale industry to a retail industry is that we don't know our customers other than their medical risks. We don't know their communication preferences. We don't know their family. We don't know their communities. We don't know the social barriers. And that's really this whole area of customer relationship management that I'm only seeing a very few organizations lead in that area.
You know, you're absolutely correct. And in fact, what we've done is we felt very good about the fact that we may host focus groups now and again with various customers and come up with a profile that we think represents them. But that's actually just sort of scratching a surface that is moving. And by the time you've scratched it, it's actually somewhere else. So it's interesting to think about even the possibilities with social media, because how diverse and how deep is social media now in our world's population? It's everywhere. Now, that doesn't mean everyone participates, but if you're looking at the opportunities for participation and who does, it's beyond what we've ever seen before. So whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, I mean, keep naming them. Snapchat, I mean, I haven't done that yet. That's just my daughter's. But whatever it may be, the possibilities are there to tap into populations who before we would use these broad brushstrokes to characterize and to try to target innovation to in a very broad sort of average way. But now you can begin thinking about the customization at the individual level of the experience and the possibilities. And then that opens up just almost endless kinds of innovation.
It's really my journey. So you've been instrumental in helping a number of companies get a first location and demonstrate their efficacy, but you also have helped some big companies turn on the green light to do some things they haven't done before. You have an example of that.
Sure. Well, we've done it with many of the companies that we've done business with over the years, but I'll give you an example of one that we really didn't have much business with, and this one dates back a little while, but I really enjoyed it thoroughly. It was with Adobe. Yes, the Adobe that does PDFs and readers and all these kinds of things that we think of in that space. But we began a conversation with them about the healthcare space and the opportunities there. And one of the reasons we were excited about them was because of the pervasiveness of, well, where they were. They were on platforms that were mobile. They were on our regular desktops. They were But PDFs particularly, and thinking about the opportunity to use those as a healthcare space play, was something that they hadn't frankly thought about before. So we started that conversation. They actually had me come out to California and present actually to their entire sales conference of 1 year to try to help steer them towards the idea of the possibilities. And you know, I think one of the challenges that large companies can have is simply trying to expand and embrace the possibilities that exist beyond what currently their market in front of them looks like. So in other words, they're faced with those quarterly reportings, they're faced with the demands of current customer bases, and sometimes that actually causes them harm because they don't see that coming up underneath them, as Clayton Christensen would describe it, are these innovators that are going to disrupt their business model if they don't change. So with Adobe, what we were actually able to do was work with them, and we introduced them into some of our hospitals in terms of some things were simple, like our printing that we did for all of our patients in terms of armbands, identification, and we started to take that then at that point in time, it was the 2D barcoding and moving all the way towards 3D barcoding further on. So we were doing things with them to take the products they had on the shelf and apply them in ways they hadn't been used before. And more than anything else, it was to try to get them to think differently about the possibilities. We weren't trying to create necessarily for them a product. We were trying to leverage what already existed, which is a fast innovation path to do something new.
So you've done great work in channeling entrepreneurial and entrepreneurial energy to make a difference in health. But you also had some words of wisdom today that are a little bit different that I'd like you to share. So we're in this all connected, all the time space, and you actually had a recommendation at creating a no email zone. Can you talk about balance a bit?
Absolutely. And this is critical for every one of us. We are in an always connected world, an always on world. And the reality is, what that can sometimes do is take away from our attention and focus to particular things. So if, for example, I happen to be talking with somebody, I don't know, like Doug, my best friend, and I am also checking my email or pulling up my phone or checking my tablet or I'm hearing something, what does that say? That says that I'm not present with you. I'm not here truly listening and paying attention. Well, just like in a relationship, that's true for our business lives and our personal lives as well. We have to pay attention better. And when you have distractions all around you begging for attention, if you don't focus down and actually do some things like, hold on, hold it, wait for it, turn off email for an hour, just an hour, then you may run into a challenge actually in how deep you can go with people. We do not want to be an inch deep and a mile wide in terms of who we are. I mean, we have to understand why we're here. We have individual purpose and meaning. And if we can really tune into that and dedicate focus to that, it can make a difference, not just individually, but frankly for our world.
So thank you so much for first your wisdom on balance, because it's sorely needed in our connected world. And thank you so much for helping digital health and genomic innovators disrupt productively in your work at Ascension Health, and that's spread through many, many organizations through your leadership. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.